This podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store, offering laboratory-validated nutritional and superfood products. Visit our selection now at healthrangerstore.com/nutrition, and thank you for your support. There is a major wake-up call coming for the hemp products industry. I'm going to share that with you here. As a lab scientist and someone who does a tremendous amount of testing of off-the-shelf products, and my lab, of course, is cwclabs.com. My name is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, author of Food Forensics. I'm the founder of this ISO-accredited laboratory, and I run multiple mass spec instruments to analyze off-the-shelf products for things like heavy metals, pesticide residues, and other chemical analytes. Now, the hemp products industry has a major problem, and that is, you may be surprised to hear this, but it's not very green. It's dirty. It is so dirty. It's dirtier than the food industry. The regulations are so lacking in the hemp products industry that people today who are smoking products that are grown and manufactured in places like Colorado and California, or even Oregon, they are smoking highly toxic cancer-causing chemicals that, and they don't even know it. The perception in people who consume a lot of hemp products is that hemp is green, hemp is sustainable. And, you know, I'm all for the legalization of medicinal hemp, by the way. In no way am I anti-hemp. Hemp is a revolutionary crop. I've argued that for many, many years. It's got medicine, it's got oils, protein, fiber, nutrition, and fibers, industrial fibers that can be used in many manufacturing processes. So I think industrial hemp should be legalized across the country. So I'm very much pro-hemp. However, the regulations that monitor pesticide use and fungicide use in food crops and agricultural products are in many ways lacking in hemp products, because hemp is not a food in the way that people are using it. See, they're smoking it. They're smoking the buds, or they're sometimes using it as a dietary supplement. So it's not regulated the same way that food is regulated. Food regulations are quite strict in California, for example, but the hemp regulations are either not as strict or they are not being enforced as strictly. I don't know which one of those it is, or maybe it's a combination of both, but what we're finding in hemp products is pesticides, herbicides, and fungicides, you know, including some insecticides. There are also solvents. This is another huge issue, because the extraction process for extracting cannabinoids, including THC, for example, this extraction process can be done through a variety of means for high throughput extraction. Many companies are using CO2, for example, supercritical extraction, which uses pressurized compressed liquefied carbon dioxide. That's a good method, nothing wrong with that. And it's non-toxic because the CO2 essentially evaporates off at atmospheric pressure and is recycled back into the system. So CO2 extraction is one of the better in terms of safety for the final product. But some people are extracting CBDs and THC and other chemical constituents using very dangerous solvents, such as, let's say, hexane. Or, butane is very popular. It's not as bad as hexane, but some people are even using gasoline. And people are using a lot of really toxic stuff, especially in Colorado, where it seems like the regulations are very poor or almost non-existent right now. And so a lot of people who are using these recently legalized hemp products are literally ingesting extremely toxic cancer-causing chemicals. And yet their impression is that they are taking a natural herbal product. This is the dirty little secret right now of the hemp industry. This is like the Harvey Weinstein of the hemp industry. And remember, I'm pro-hemp. I support legalization of hemp across America. We should be able to grow it and extract medicines and offer it as a dietary supplement or a protein supplement and so on. This should be legal everywhere, as far as I'm concerned. However, it should be illegal to make it toxic by using toxic solvents or the pesticides and so on, the fungicides that are used on it. There need to be limits. So in other words, there needs to be some common sense regulation on this. And also the hemp industry, especially in California, is producing toxic waste downstream from their operations. So they're doing extractions and they're producing a lot of waste product. And this waste material, which is extremely dangerous to the ecosystem, is being flushed downstream. There are pot farms and extraction operations that are massively polluting the environment in California. And again, most of the young people, it's predominantly young people who are consuming these products, have this complete misperception where they believe that all pot products are green and sustainable, environmentally friendly, and so on, because that's their belief system. They are all, you know, pro-environment typically. So they cannot grasp the idea that a pot producer would compromise the environment in order to make more money. Well, I got to tell you, there are a lot of greedy pricks in every industry, and the hemp industry is no exception. Some people out there, if they realize they can make a lot of extra money by using a cheap toxic solvent and then just dumping it into the environment for whatever they're done with, they will do that because it makes them more money. And buyer beware. That's all I'm saying. Buyer beware. You know, we're going to be testing off-the-shelf products in our lab, looking for things like pesticide residues. Now, obviously, we don't handle high THC samples, so we can only look at CBD right now. Our lab does not accept THC samples, nor buds or anything that contains high THC. We deal with CBD only because that's legal, but we don't, you know, we don't deal with THC. It's just not legal yet. Until it's legal, at that point, we will, of course, test high THC samples. But we will be testing the products that we can get that are CBD products, which typically contain 0 to maybe very, very low percentages of THC, like very trace amounts. We'll be reporting some results to you about what we find. And if it's consistent with what we've found so far and some of the screening that we've done, there are some very concerning things out there. So really, if you think about it, what you want is organic hemp products. You want certified organic, but better yet, even more important, in my opinion, is you really want lab certified and lab tested. Now, we are rolling out a lab verification program for CBD products. And I have the domain name for that. I'm not going to mention it yet because we don't have anything up there. But it's a program that we're using to verify the safety and cleanliness of foods and supplements and CBDs. So that program will be launching in early 2018, and we'll be using our mass spec analysis. And that is what consumers really want. They want to know that not only are they getting the CBDs that they bought, they also want to know that it's a clean product, doesn't have toxic solvent residues, and doesn't have toxic pesticides and fungicides and herbicides, or at least not in crazy high amounts. So those are the things that we're going to be looking at. We'll be certifying products that we find to be clean using our exhaustive mass spec analysis. We're running now 3 mass spec instruments in our lab, and we're adding a 4th next year. So our lab is becoming quite literally one of the largest forensic food analysis laboratories in North America. We're well known. Our reputation is well known for accurate quantitation results and developing new methods for these analyses. So we're doing some really good work. You can check it all out. Stay tuned at naturalnews.com. That's my main website. And of course, my lab website is cwclabs.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Thank you for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
We all know that nutrition can help keep you healthy and improve the quality of your life. But when it comes to nutrition, so many of the products out there lack the nutrition they claim. There's a lot of organic fraud in the organic industry. There are a lot of products, especially superfoods, that are contaminated with toxic herbicides and pesticides. And heavy metals are extremely common in many foods, such as turmeric, for example, or maca, or even cacao nibs or various forms of cacao powder. Coffee often contains cadmium. A lot of people don't know that. And many detox supplements, such as zeolites, are loaded with aluminum and lead in most cases. We know this because we do extensive testing to verify the safety, the efficacy, and in many cases, the nutritional potency of certain foods and supplements that we're providing at healthrangerstore.com. We use an ISO-accredited laboratory facility that we built, that we own. We run it. We have multiple mass spec instruments. Some of these instruments, just one instrument costs, what, $400,000 or something in that range. It's incredible. We invested millions of dollars in this laboratory facility so that we could bring you ultra clean, verified, safe foods and supplements at a level of quality and integrity that no one else in the world follows, not even close. Our requirements for low heavy metals are so strict that 80% of the lots that we test to consider acquiring, we have to reject them. They're just too dirty for us to even consider selling to our customers. But of course, those same lots are purchased by other nutritional supplement companies, and they're sold through other retailers like Amazon.com. They don't care about the cleanliness of products like we do. Nobody has these standards of nutrition and safety. We have the most strict standards. They're even more strict than Canada, Japan, the European Union, any country in the world. Nobody even comes close to our internal standards, which are published, by the way, at lowheavymetalsverified.com and glyphosate-tested.com. You want to see why we're the cleanest provider of foods and superfoods and nutritional supplements in the world using today's best science? Just check us out at healthrangerstore.com. Look at the certifications on our product pages that tell you how it's been tested and how it's graded. A++++, for example, on heavy metals or glyphosate testing. You'll see the results. You can look up the numbers yourself. You can see that it's the cleanest supplements and superfoods and personal care products available anywhere in the world, all verified by today's best science. That's what we do at healthrangerstore.com. And the more you support us, by the way, the more we can invest in these laboratory facilities, in researching new breakthrough products, herbal supplements, nutritional superfoods, combinations that achieve extraordinary results like turmeric and black pepper, for example. We will bring you more products because that's what we're into. Clean, efficacious, validated superfoods and supplements that help protect your health and enhance the quality of your life. That's what we believe in. To find all these nutritional solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/nutrition. There you'll find hundreds of products with outstanding nutrition, laboratory verification, tested for heavy metals, pesticides, and much more. Super nutrient-dense superfoods, personal care products, health supplements, home care products, and much more. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/nutrition. Healing the world through clean food, that's our slogan. HealthRangerStore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I thank you for your support.